House District 18. Representative Heiner, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Duke. I'm doing well, thank you.
Well, are you in Cheyenne? Or are you remote because of the snow in Cheyenne?
Actually, Duke, I got snowed in Cheyenne for the past few days, so I got to experience this historic event here.
Wow. So how are things looking in Cheyenne? I know that looks like the main highways and freeways are open, but side roads still kind of limited?
Oh, yes. There's many roads that haven't been opened up yet. There's still cars along the street that are under 2 feet of snow, and it'll take a lot of work to get them dug out, so it'll be a number of days before Cheyenne gets up to normal again.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, we appreciate your time as always. Let's jump right into the education budget with your representative and how things are looking, what the discussion has been as far as what the House is proposing.
Great. Thank you, Duke. I know everyone wants to hear about what's going to happen with education, and that's the meat of the session right now. We're working on that the last few days, and I'll tell you what the status is right now. We've gone through second reading with the education bill. We're working on third reading today. But right now, we've proposed cuts of $70 million in the House to our education budget, which is about 4.6%, which will be phased in over 3 years. But what's interesting about this is we've been able to propose these cuts without affecting any jobs whatsoever. What we found are a lot of ghost positions. We call them ghosts. They're positions that we're funding as a state but are not actually filled. Positions for assistant principals, tutors, education facilitators, and so on. So to give you an example, we are funding 376 tutors throughout the state, and there's only actually 154 that are actually employed. So we are paying full benefits, wages, for 187 tutors that are not actually there, so we call them ghosts. So by trimming that back on some of these positions that have never been filled, we were able to save significant amount of money. We also found that we were paying double for nurses. So in two areas of the funding model, we were paying for nurses. So we were paying an extra $1 million for nurses that weren't there. So that's how we're coming up with the $70 million in cuts.
So, Representative, if I could get a little more clarification on that. So if those positions weren't being filled, where had that money been going? What was it being used on?
People will have to ask the school board where they were putting that money, what they were being used for, because the funding model, we were paying for positions that the school board didn't think they needed to fill. So they were using that money somewhere else.
Okay. Interesting.
So part of our proposal is also to increase the wages for our teachers by 10%. So we're able to increase the wages of teachers by 10% and still save $70 million by reducing these ghost positions. So we're trying to protect this classroom and our teachers, the most valuable asset in our education system. And so I was involved in an amendment yesterday that got approved to create a silo around the classroom. So as you're aware, Duke, we it's called a block grant. We go through this funding model and determine how much money to give to each school district, and we write them a check, and then the school district decides how to spend that. But many times we're seeing that they're taking money away from the classroom to support the central office. So what we've done is created two checks. One check will go to the school district for the teachers and the schoolroom. The other check will go for the central office, and you can't take money from one organization to pay for another. So that's going to protect our classrooms a little bit more in the future so that they don't take money away from our actual teachers to support the central office. So I think that's a great thing going forward to protect our classrooms.
Representative Scott Heiner joining us this morning with a legislative update. Representative, if I'm not mistaken, the original House proposal for education K through 12 did include a 1% increase in sales tax. Is that still part of this?
Yes, that will kick in a few years when our savings account drops down to $650 million. We're going to try and kill that bill today, but I don't think we have enough votes to be able to do that. So the Senate has not approved that kind of a sales tax increase, so that'll be determined in our when the committee gets together and decides how this is going to work out. But that's something that we're going to try and kill today.
Representative Scott Heiner, House District 18. Speaking of revenue and taxes, there's been talk of course, the gas tax that we've discussed before, an increase there. There's always that proposal for an income tax. What other sort of tax increases are being discussed in Cheyenne?
So there's a marijuana bill that's going through right now. It got approved or passed by the Judiciary Committee on a vote of 6-3. And what they're seeing is the tax from legalizing marijuana. They're projecting that they will generate $47 million a year in taxes, and they want to send $30 million of that to the school districts. But in testimony, we heard from people in Colorado that it's not as rosy as what you think it's going to be. They say down there in Colorado, 70% of the marijuana is still on the black market, and that youth usage of marijuana will actually increase by 25% if you legalize it. So we some of the legislators are focused on the money, but we got to recognize that there's going to be a social impact as well. So that's something that's coming up, and we're trying to defeat that. It's full use, recreational use of marijuana. So I don't agree with that, and we're going to try and defeat that passage.
Again, Representative Scott Heiner, House District 18. Representative, thanks so much for your time. Anything we missed you wanted to mention?
Well, thank you. It's always a pleasure to talk with you, Duke.
Yep, you as well. That's Scott Heiner with House District 18 and our legislative update on the SVI Radio Network.